What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have pretty boy Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Vallejo's finest, Jay.
That's right.
Our resident Pokemon master, Dave.
Goonies never say die.
And the last OG himself, Av.
Hey, you guys.
You don't want to do it again?
No, it fit with Dave.
Hey, you guys.
I'm going to change it up.
So today we're going to do some stuff a little bit different. Rather than have a real theme for our episode, we've been getting a lot of folks asking us to do our origin story.
Origin. Wait, origin. Not spooky.
Spooky.
So we're just going to talk a little bit about how we met, how we've...
Met? How we haven't been hanging out and stuff.
Yeah, aww. And just getting to know us a little bit better. Hopefully... you actually want to hear that, and if not, you know, just wait till
see you next week.
As we like to do every week, we're going to do our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question. So if you've been listening to our past episodes, we've been asking you to enter our super secret giveaway.
Super secret.
And in order to enter it, you're supposed to DM us with what your favorite moment from the podcast was so far. So it's only fitting that we give you our answers. So today's GTK of the day is, what was your favorite moment from the past 9 episodes? Jorge, would you like to start us off?
Sure, Juan. I think one of my favorite moments has to be the Nerd Pretty episode.
Me too.
That was a lot of fun. All the games that you've been putting together so far, you know, they really make these episodes pop. And
agreed.
I enjoyed that first one. I think that was the first game we did, right? First time we did a trivia game on the show. Yeah. So that's probably my favorite moment.
Cool. How about you, Jay? I know you said you too.
Yeah. The obvious choice would be that too. But I'm going to take the sappy approach. And my favorite moment was episode 1. Because the podcast is something that I've been talking about with different people throughout, I don't know, a lot of years. And it's cool to finally get one, like, actually going. So
that's my big cabinet. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Tearjerker over here. What the?
I feel like we were talking about this podcast for like 2-3 years already.
Yeah.
And it took a pandemic for us to actually do it.
Yeah.
Just to be like stuck at home and like, well, I guess we got to do this podcast now.
If I were to choose one particular moment, even just down when I think minute. About it, yes, even down to the minute, it has to be when Juan was picking his favorite father and stuff. And
my father.
His blood fodder. Yeah, whenever I think about it, I laugh about it and stuff. And I just enjoy all those little sound bits that we add at the end of the episodes. And I learned that word from our longtime listener, well, since the beginning, Tim. Shout out to Tim.
Sound bites.
Gosh dang sound it, bites. I'm messing up my words again.
You're too used to Twitch.
Sound bit.
It's like pretzel bits. Pretzel bits.
That is a Twitch thing, right? Sound the bits.
The bits. Who are you calling a bits?
Son of a bits.
Son of a bits. Oh man.
Cool. How about you, Ev?
Favorite. Was it me always laughing? That's a great part of it.
That's a good part of it for me.
No, I'm gonna have to. I mean, it's everything that you guys said. Nerd Purdy was fun. The whole start of it. Yeah, I know it's kind of sappy, like Jay said, but just getting started was not an ordeal, but it just took time to get together and finally say, "Let's do it already." Because I spoke.
Fun fact, too, we actually recorded like 5 episodes before our actual first episode, just to like kind of test it out.
Yeah, so kind of practice.
By the time we recorded our official first episode, it was like our 6th one.
Yeah.
The lost episodes.
So that was, I mean, yeah, just it's kind of a big deal to get this thing going and to have, you know, people actually listening to what we're saying. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then
I was really hoping I was going to go with debates.
Debates
are his favorite. It's like...
but everybody knows I hate him, so it can't be my favorite. That and I got
you ended up winning.
Yeah, yeah. That's not nah, that was a gimme. Come on,
that was a gimme win.
That was a gimme win. I'll take it though. But and we can't forget last episode's documentary.
Yeah,
documentary. That's I like. God, Dave, that's great.
It's a highlight.
Yeah. No, but it's nice. This. Yeah, it's been fun so far. Let's keep it going.
For sure, for sure,
guys. We made 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Congrats.
Yeah. Not yet. We have to finish this one.
First. Oh, well, if you're listening to this,
bomb comes right before we finish recording.
No.
Knock on wood.
Power goes out.
I am a knocking.
Our internet drops.
Yeah. No,
man. All right, Juan. What's yours?
For me, definitely one of my honorable mentions is when Av won the debate, the super villain showdown.
Yeah.
Av, you're just gold in those debates, man.
top the tier best part of those
top
debates.
Tier.
Man,
all the old man jokes we say to Av, and just him just taking it and accepting it.
It's true.
But he looks the youngest out of all of us.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are fun,
Nerd
too.
Pretty was definitely fun. But I would say probably my favorite moment was when we did the Nerds of All Colors episode.
Yes!
Just because of the meaning behind it, you know, everything that's going on in the world. Here's another fun fact. We actually had an episode ready to go. The throwback episode. The Back to the Future one was already recorded, already edited, ready to go, ready to release. And then everything started happening in the world. And we were like, maybe we should just record something different because
it just felt right to do that.
Yeah. So we actually released that one later, even though it was already recorded. And we did the Nerds of All Colors one just because we thought it was definitely appropriate.
We got a lot of good feedback from that, too. There was a lot of people who said that was one of their favorite episodes or a special moment for them. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, and honestly, like, we try to not make it too political or anything on this podcast. The reason why we put this podcast together was because we wanted to just give people an escape from everything in the world and all their stresses and things like that. So, I think what I liked about that episode is we kept it light, we kept it fun, and we still stuck true to what we were talking about, which was just nerdy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably one of my proudest moments for sure on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I was going to say that
and
was
Nerd
my
Pretty
would have
been better if the audio was better, but whatever.
If I had to choose one, too.
We were still learning.
And still to this day, still learning.
Still learning. Yeah.
Still learning. Hopefully by episode 20. We'll have crisp audio and studio quality sounds.
Dang.
Aw, Dave, set the bar.
So we can hear the smooth voice of Dave even smoother.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, Dr. Smooth.
Why? I'm going to be so
smooth. Dave Smooth.
I like that.
Dave Smooth Tran.
Smooth Tran.
That's the new intro right there.
I like that.
It's Dave Smooth Tran.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
Oh, he turned off the
light. He turned off the light.
No one can see that. This is just audio, man.
I know. We still see you.
Cool. Thanks for sharing all your favorite moments, guys. So what we want to do is just kind of tell you how we all met, give you our origin story. So I think out of the 5 of us, the ones who have known each other the longest are me and Jay.
Yeah.
We met in elementary school, in third grade.
Whoa. Third grade!
Oh, so cute.
Funny story is, I was transferring from another school in Pinole. Elizabeth Stewart, what's up? And I was going to Vallejo. Wardlaw
represented.
Oh, was Elizabeth Stewart the name of the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just some random girl that dropped them off at school.
That was my carpool. But I transferred over to this new school in the third grade, and then the first day of school, our teacher gives us an assignment, and you have to write who's your best friend in this class. And I don't know anyone in this class because I'm the new kid, and I'm like, the fuck, right? So I literally, Jay is sitting in front of me, so I literally looked on his name tag and I was like, okay, I'm just write this guy's name, Jarrell Castillo. And then I was like, okay, no one's ever see this but the teacher. And then we have to share the damn papers to everyone. And then everyone was like, hey, Jay, this guy's your best friend. I was like, he doesn't even know you. What the hell? So that's how me and Jay became best friends.
What's your reaction, Jay?
I mean, you know, you turn around, you're like 9, 10, and you're just like, okay, well, it's almost recess, so I don't know. You guys want to go play tag or something, I guess?
Anyways, so me and Jay basically have known each other practically our entire lives, ever since the third grade.
For sure.
We went to prom together.
Yes.
In the same group. Not together,
but
we both had separate days.
You guys are so progressive.
Anyways, so me and Jay grew up together.
Yeah.
I met Dave and Jorge through church, because we all served in the same like youth group and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Dave comes up to me, and he's like, hey, I hear you like Funkos. I'm like,
those yeah. Funkos.
Yeah, I think it was probably because then I was in choir with your wife, Lisa, and
yeah.
You probably picked her up. And then I was like, hey, I saw your pictures. Do you collect Funkos? Well, are there anything that you're looking for?
I have a question. Did Dave really say Funkos?
I don't remember. Probably.
I think he might have said.
Let's Pops, say he did. Because I didn't really know the collect.
Yeah,
the
let's just say he did. He said Funkos. Yeah. Do you the collect Funkos? Do you need to borrow those my dolls? Scale?
No, knowing Dave, he was probably super proper about it. Hey, I hear you collect Funko Pop vinyl figures.
Actually, I used to call them Pop vinyls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dave's like, oh yeah, you collect Pops, right? I'm like, yeah, cool. And so then we start like going back and forth about the stuff we collect and like, hey, do you need this Manny Pacquiao or do you need this Bruce Lee or whatever, right? And then Jay comes back to me. He's like, hey, I'm trying to sell all my Pops. I'm trying to leave the game.
Getting out of the game.
he was like, do you want any of these? And he sent me a list. I'm like, I'm good, but I think I might know someone who would. So I introduced Jay to Dave.
Yeah.
And then they hit it off.
I sold Dave a bunch of stuff.
Disney villains. Yeah, I was trying to build my Disney villains collection.
And a good chunk of those original villains went to Dave.
Nice. Yeah,
and the funny thing is, Jay was trying to leave the game, and if anything, we would just pull him in and made it worse for him.
Yeah, so I was selling stuff to Dave, like here and there, little by little, when he had money and when I had time kind of thing. And it was good, because, you know, a lot of my collection was going to somebody that I knew through someone really close. Like, I knew Juan, so I knew he was a good guy. And I sold a lot of stuff to him, and everything was going well. But every time we'd meet up, he'd buy something from me and everything. And he's like, oh, did you know that they're coming out with these now? Have you seen this? And I'm just like, nah, man, because I'm getting out. Like, I don't want to know. But naturally, he'll leave. I'll go online and I'll be like, oh, those are kind of clean. So, needless to say, I'm still here. And still collecting.
Can you tell your story of the first time you met Dave?
I think the first time I met Dave was selling something at my parents' place. We met up on parents' place, I think. Yeah.
About how nice he was.
Oh, no, that's, yeah. So, okay. So, I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, and I was telling her, like, okay, I gotta get off the phone a little bit because there's this guy coming by the house because I'm about to sell him some stuff, some of these pops. And she's like, okay, well, is he cool? And I'm like, yeah, because I know him through Juan. Juan's cool. He says he's cool. We're good. So naturally, still, I don't know the guy. So, of course, I'm like still kind of on edge about it. But I get a call and he's like, oh, hey, it's Dave. I'm outside. And I'm like, all right. So I tell my girlfriend I gotta go, and before I let her go though, I'm like, "Yeah, he sounds. I don't know. Something about him's kind of weird. I'll talk to you later." So I leave and I go and I meet up with Dave, and you know I open up the garage and I say what's up to him, and like Dave is just the nicest dude I've ever met. So polite, so nice, easy to deal with. He's like, oh yeah, here's the money, here's the thing. And I, you know, I'm telling him, oh, here's the pop, you know, if it looks kind of weird, if you have any questions, let me know. He goes, nah, it's fine, don't even worry about it. So it's like the nicest, smoothest transaction. And he's just like the epitome of like polite and nice. So then we finish everything. I call my girlfriend back and she's like, well, how did it go? And I'm like, yo, this is the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. And I'm like, at first I was weirded out because I didn't know the guy. Now I'm weirded out because I'm like, yo, there's a person like that's this like, nice this and polite nice. About it all. Like, this is crazy. So, yeah. And since then, to this day, still one of the nicest guys I know. So.
Yes. Can I ask you guys,
what
have you guys all had this conversation with your significant others? Because I swear I've had the exact same conversation with Rylene where I was like, I think this is the nicest guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
Pretty fair.
My wife, Lisa, definitely are on the same page with that. That's like our running joke. It's not even a joke, just facts.
It is just facts. Light off again.
Yeah. He's blushing, that's why.
If anyone out there has ever met Dave, you all know how nice yes. and genuine this dude is. He will buy pops. He will empty out his bank account for you just so you can get the pop that you want or whatever. And it's funny because we have this running joke that we all have to protect Dave.
Oh, yeah, protect
anyone messing
Dave.
With Dave. Yo, you messing with all of us.
Yes, facts.
I don't know what to say. You guys.
I think he's crying and blushing at the same time. Damn, you broke okay, Dave.
We broke Dave, y'all.
Thanks for the kind words, guys.
Gosh, it's so hot in this. It's so hot in here. It's so hot. It's making my eyes water.
My eyes are sweating.
My eyes are sweating.
It's so hot. It's sweating. Oh man.
Okay, so that's how Dave and Jay met. So the three of us, and then some other friends, we started our own like group chat, and like we would just talk all the time about pops and things like that. And then Jorge told his story last week of how I sucked him into pops because me and Jorge were homies before mm-hmm. all this. Mm-hmm. So I introduced Jorge to everyone, and then everyone meets Jorge through group chat. So they don't even meet him in person. I just go, hey, everyone, this is Jorge. He's in the group chat now.
Yeah, just show up randomly, and I'm just like, hey, guys, sorry. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm crashing your group
it's
chat.
Like, who's this guy?
Yo, yeah, no doubt. The first time that happens, a couple of us message also on the side, and we're like, yo, who's this? Who's this guy?
I mean, that's fair, right? I would do the same thing.
Yeah,
that's
but
fair.
Then it turns out naturally, like, out of our little group here, literally, like, the second nicest person ever
is Jorge.
Is Jorge, for
oh,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
I gotta think about that.
Dave is like God tier nice, and then Jorge is like what's under God tier?
That A tier, S tier level of nice.
S tier nice.
Oh, guys.
Like, he's the most considerate person you will ever meet.
Most definitely.
Almost to the point where you're like, bro,
stop it.
I know. I think everyone's gotten a little mad at me. Like, dude, it's fine. We can do what you want.
No, it's okay, guys. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
No. It's okay. So that's how the four of us met. And then Av, I think Dave and Jay, you guys met
Dave
Av first?
Dave and Jay. Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I said my name.
I was a late bird to the group.
Yeah, it was FDO one. Number 8. Yeah. 2017? 2018.
18, I think. think 2018 in San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, and it was Cinco de Mayo too. We went bowling with the Funko Fanatics. I think if you guys listened to the last episode, there's this thing called Fanatics Day Out, where different cities throughout the world plans one day for all Fanatics to go out and hang out. So San Francisco, we all decided to go bowling, and that's when we met Av.
Before FDO, I mean, we kind of had interactions with Av, both Dave and I, like on Fanatics, like here and there. But I mean, it's just a message board. It's just the internet. So we never really physically or actually met Av until that FDO.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I think we were just hanging out. And of course, you introduce yourselves. Ourselves, and we're like, oh, we're so-and-so, you know, on the board, and oh shit, that's you guys. And and that's how it began. And and then other events, you know, we would see each other, like Dave mentioned, or we talked about earlier, a local mall show, Serramonte, City
at Serramonte,
you know, just seeing you guys there, and just and that's after one meeting. It's like you start talking to each other and you just, you know, create this bond over what we have in common, and it's toys.
And it just gets, I think it gets at that bigger. Time at in Serramonte, I introduced you, Av, but then at the time, I mistakenly called you AV instead.
Yeah. That's the...
Sorry.
That's okay.
That was one of the questions AV. I remember when we first went to FDO, because I think when we went, we had our board names on name tags, but we didn't really have our real names. And I remember I saw Av's name tag, and I was like, oh, yeah, I always wondered how to say that dude's name. I got to wait till somebody calls him so they say his name so I know. But then Dave calls him AV, somebody calls him Av, and I'm just like, man, see, now I don't know.
That's when you just hit him with the, what's up, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Then it's like, oh, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man? Dude?
To this day, people still do it. Yeah, it's it's Av. There's some people that used to call me Av.
Av.
And that's Av. And that's what kind of I'm like, that's not even close. You know,
you're not down with the fancy version.
Sounds very fancy. Av.
Well, hello, Av. Is this Av?
I'm not fancy like
Would
that.
Would you like some hors d'oeuvres? Av.
What's Av short for again?
Av is short for Avelino. That is my full real name. Is Avelino.
That is
such
smooth.
A cool name. That is a that is a smooth.
I know.
I guess it is now, but back then that was so hard to deal with when you were a kid, man. To tell everyone,
dude, that's Avelino a smooth Kuya name right there. Kuya Avelino.
Yeah.
Wow. For those of you that don't speak Tagalog, Kuya is an older brother. In Filipino.
Always
got to
point out that he's old.
Older brother. Jesus.
Avelino. That sounds like Avelino sounds like a skincare like ointment.
Ooh,
Avino.
Isn't it Avino? Avino.
Avino. Avino.
Watch out, Avino. Here comes Avelino.
Yeah, it's
Maybe
Avelino.
He's born with it. Maybe it's Avelino.
Maybelline. Maybe it's Avelino.
We're talking about how we met. Maybe now we're talking about my name. Goddamn.
Well, I actually wanted to add this earlier. I think me knowing Av is one of the cases where it didn't exactly happen from somebody else connecting us. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, it was Juan and Jay connecting to Dave, and then Juan connecting me to the rest of the guys, and then Dave and... Okay, this is getting confusing. Dave and Jay.
Yeah,
and
no,
me.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, because, you guys met separately.
Yeah.
We met separately.
One of those whiteboards with all the strings, like, you know, crimes.
How it's all webbed together and connected. But for those of you who don't know, I'm actually a barber. And so one of the days in the barber shop,
shout out
client,
to the groomsman.
Thanks. A regular client of one of the other barbers in there, Viz, is actually Av's cousin-in-law.
My wife's cousin. Yeah.
Your wife's cousin, right? Yeah. Okay. And he was like, man, my cousin is opening this shop in Sac, and I'm over here cutting my own client's hair. But anytime something that's like Funko related gets mentioned, it kind of just my radar goes off. So I'm over here cutting hair on the other side, and I just hear him go, man, my cousin's opening up this shop in Sac, and he's going to be selling those Funko Pops. And I'm like, what? I turn my head, I'm like, wait. You know someone opening a shop in Sac? And that was when, that was for your grand opening, which was around Black Friday. Wasn't it on Black Friday?
Yeah, November. When you opened a Beehive? Yeah.
And then I think that's when I talked to you guys about it. I was like, hey, have you heard of this dude, Av? And that's when you guys were like, yeah, we've met Av at FDO. And
super cool guy, not old. He's super chill. Youngest guy in the building.
Yeah. And then
his name's not AV.
Or Av.
Or Av. It's Avelino.
Or Av.
And then I think Av, I just was like, oh, I'm going to go check out his spot, because I couldn't make it to the grand opening. So I just went one day and I just introduced myself and I was like, what's up? You know, I saw that you opened this shop. I wanted to come check it out. And then we started talking, oh, are you on the boards? Are you a Fanatic? Mm-hmm. And then boom, you know, that kicks off that whole conversation.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes from there.
Yeah. I remember the first time I met Av. A little backstory on all of us is that we actually all used to help our friend Jerry, Harry Go Toys. Shout out
on
Instagram. We used to help his booth and selling pops, collectibles, and all that. So in return for us helping him sell, he would let us sell our stuff as well. And I remember, was it Sac Anime? Right?
Yeah.
That's definitely one of them.
We were closing up. We were done putting our booth away. Everything was ready to go. We were leaving. Av was by himself. And then Jorge goes, oh, let's go say bye to Av. Okay? I'm like, all right, see ya.
And second so we go, nicest walk guy over. In the world.
Keep in mind, this is in Sacramento, where it is hot as balls.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So we walk up to Av. We're like, all right, later, man. And he's like, all right, see ya. And then Jorge goes, do you need any help? And Av goes, yeah, sure, if you don't mind. And I just look at Jorge like, bruh, I'm hella tired, and it's hot as f- right now.
Yeah, but I was considering, I was like, if we're tired, imagine how tired Av is going to be doing this by himself.
No, I was fine with it, you know, but I just remember at that moment, just looking at Jorge, giving him the death stare. Like,
this was after a full weekend. I think we did 2 days, and it was hot. It was hot.
I was exhausted, ready to go home, get some air conditioning. And I just remember looking at Jorge like, dude, fuck you, dude.
But I'm so glad we did that, because look at where we are now. That just took our relationship even further.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. It really did. It created the impact that needed to keep this going, you know, our conversations. Because like you said, Hora, when you came to the shop that first time, I mean, we talked for a long time, just about anything, really, you know, and we just met. And then I think you came back maybe even a second time, and then we talked more, and we talked about podcasts and how you guys were talking about starting one. And I was like, oh, damn, man, I always wanted to start something. And can I piggyback and jump on this bandwagon?
You even asked. You didn't ask. I was just like,
I think we asked you.
We
if
asked
you. Wanted
you.
To join.
Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Oh, maybe.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we just become best friends?
I remember I was texting the guys. I was like, you guys remember Av, right? And at this time, we were already talking about doing a podcast. I was like, I think he'd be a perfect addition. I think he's just the puzzle piece we need to complete this Voltron. I mean, yeah, Voltron.
Form the head.
Yeah.
This was probably early 2019 then.
That's crazy that we've only known you for like a year or two now. I feel like I've known Av my entire life.
Yeah. And it feels like more than a year, definitely. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Kuya Av. Yeah.
Kuya Avelino.
Kuya Avelino.
So yeah, it's within a year. And just the comfort level that I feel with you guys is just, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's just the feel of knowing you guys for so long that, you know, I could say whatever, I could do whatever, and and I know you guys will get me, you know? So that's something Aww. Special, I think. That's something Aww. Special.
and they call me the sappy one.
Nah, man, I'm really sad. No one really knows me, man. I love rom-coms. I like...
We love you, Kuya Avelino.
Kuya Avelino.
Okay, we gotta stop that.
We love you, Kuya Avelino.
Now more and more people might say it. No, we gotta quit.
You're gonna have to change your name on Instagram to Kuya Avelino.
Oh, man. I'm not gonna do that. Hell no.
Does anyone like call you Kuya or anything like that?
Yeah, there's people in the family that call me Kuya, but not Kuya Avelino.
Not Kuya Avelino.
I think only my parents call me Avelino, so that's it. If you're not my mom or dad, don't do it, guys. when I was younger, everyone used to call me Avi in elementary and middle school and high school. So all my friends
in high school too.
Yeah, all my friends from back in the day still call me Avi. So if
Savvy Avi.
So if you hear people calling me that means I've known them for a pretty long time, and it just evolved to Av.
I don't want to date you, but
yeah.
I think my parents went to high school when you did too, at the same school.
Always gotta point out his age.
No. This is a true. Okay.
I don't want to date you, but you're hella old, bro. That's what he said.
You're my dad's age.
No.
But you're my dad's age.
Wait. Let me clarify. What I was trying to say was like literally. I think my parents. I mean, my parents are pretty young. Like we're pretty close in age, so. Okay. I think they were in high school, like when Av was starting, or Av's brother, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
I think we
Jorge straight up just said. I mean, I don't want to call you old, but let me clarify. I'm calling you old, my guy.
Old.
Okay, maybe that was. I didn't mean for that to happen. So this is Jeff, right? You went to Jeff.
So I went to Jefferson High School in Daly City. And your parents went to Jeff. They're Jeff heads.
Yes, they went to Jeff also. And
Jeff heads? Is that what you guys called
each other? Jeff heads.
Wow. Yeah. You learned something new. I didn't know that.
They might not. It might have been my that year. Or
the clique you claim?
Yeah. No, a lot of people from Jeff that I know call each other Jeff heads, but go ahead.
They graduated 89.
89. Yeah, I think I was... I was in eighth grade in 89.
So I missed them by a year,
but my brother and sister, older brother and sister, were at Jeff when your parents were at Jeff.
Side note, dude, Daly City is so Filipino. You know how Filipino Daly City is? There's literally a Jollibee across from Jefferson High School.
Yes,
that's hella Filipino.
Wasn't there when I was growing up, but yeah, it's there now.
You know why they say it's so foggy in Daly City, right?
Because
of all the rice cookers.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two.
All those rice cookers,
so many rice cookers. I think each house had even two, maybe. But yeah, it's Daly City.
How did you guys learn to measure your water for your rice?
With the finger. A line on your finger.
It doesn't matter if we all have different size fingers. It's always that line on your finger.
That line.
Yes. Shout out to Daly City, California.
Hey,
Bay Area.
That's another thing too. We're all like fairly local, right? Like some of us are from Vallejo. I mean, Av, you were probably living in Daly City at some point when I was living in Daly City before you moved out towards Sacramento.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So we've all been around the same vicinity, pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in San Francisco. And then moved to Vallejo 89.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Me and Juan were one.
In 89. I was in the Philippines, though, in 89. Yeah. I came here, I think, 1990 to the U.S.
You were born in the Philippines? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was born in the Philippines at a very young age.
Nice.
Same here. I was born in the Philippines as well.
Oh.
Huh. Avelino.
Avelino was born in the Philippines.
When did you come to the States?
I came here when I was one as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. We're one in the same.
But I live
My real name is Juan Alino.
Juan Alino.
want a Lino.
Put a Lino after
so
everything.
Everyone named in the Philippines has that Lino at the end.
That should have been the intro. Horalino. J-Alino. Dave-Alino.
Horalino.
Horalino.
Do you guys know how many like bad nicknames I got growing up? Oh my goodness.
Oh, you want to talk about Nick? Oh wait, yours are probably yeah.
I think he might take the cake on that one.
Wait, did you have bad? What could you have gotten?
Well, not bad ones, but I just got a lot of
puns there.
Wonton.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Wonton.
Yeah, a lot of puns.
Wonton.
What you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What a girl wants.
What a girl wants.
That's pretty. Who would say that? Hey, what do you want? Come on. What the heck? That's hella lame, man. Come on, kids. Come up with better puns. Jeez. Mine was just they couldn't pronounce my name, so they didn't even say anything.
Yo, AV.
Yeah, AV. I know, man. Get out of here.
Cool. So that's how we all met. And then we all just decided, I think me, Jorge, Dave, and Jay, we all been wanting to do a podcast for like 2 or 3 years now. And we're like, yo, we got to add Avin to it because he has that like that wisdom and that OG perspective.
I just thought he was a smooth motherfucker, but that works too.
He raises our average age.
Well, Av is our Av. An average nerd. Oh, he is man. The puzzle piece that completes us.
Oh, man. He'll reach out to that older demographic.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's definitely been a lot of fun just, you know, doing this podcast with everyone, coming up with the ideas, having our group chat. And when we have our group chat, we don't even talk about the podcast 24/7. We just talk about stupid stuff. I think
we barely talk about the podcast.
That is the thing we least talk about.
And we talk about it like the day of, or maybe even the day before.
I mean, I'm notorious for that. I'm literally jumping into the group chat like 20 minutes before you get on here. So what happened now? Where are we?
What are we talking about?
Hey, but you know what? It always works out. And I think that's sure. That just shows how well we work together.
Yeah, it's been fun. We hope everyone who's listening has been having fun listening to us.
Yes.
It's been fun recording this.
And thank you to all the listeners that have been following us from the beginning.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and shout out to all the other podcasts who've been giving us some love as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah.
Can I list them up? Yeah, yeah. Shout out to...
List a bunch of them.
Shout out to Secondary Heroes, to Four Dorksmen, to Geek Together, to STS Guys, to Talkin' Pops, to, oh gosh, I hope I don't forget anyone.
Movie Retakes.
Yeah, we've had a ton of support, not only from people who are listening or people who know us, but a lot of these podcasts, a lot of them are Funko collectors and they're part of the Funko community. They've done a very generous job of making sure that they support us, that they shout us out, and that they uplift us too. So thank you guys so much for that support and for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Guys. Yep, thank you.
So shout out to all y'all. We'll tag you guys when we post about this episode on our Instagram and Twitter so that people can check you guys out as well.
Absolutely.
All right, so what we want to do now is we've been talking about the super secret giveaway for this past 2 weeks. Let's go ahead and pick a winner for the super secret giveaway.
Super secret.
Wait, there was a giveaway? So
let's.
In case you didn't know, there was a giveaway.
You didn't enter it yet?
Apparently it was a secret. I didn't know. Oh, no.
Let's talk about some of the things that we're actually going to be giving away in this prize pack.
Do we know so, what we're giving away?
We've all put together some of our pops, some of our fig pins, other things. I don't know what else we put in there.
fun stuff.
But we also made pins of our logo. So I don't think we've officially given our logo a name, but us, the five of us, have been calling him Mikey Mike. So let's just, yeah, Mikey Mike. Right?
Just roll with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey
Mike. So you will get a exclusive Mikey Mike pin.
Never before seen.
Yeah.
Also included in the prize pack fries.
The fries pack. Oh, are there fries?
Ooh, I like fries. Fries. Fries are like my favorite.
Fries pack. Ooh, a fries pack.
Included in the fries. But included in the prize package, we will have pops from all sizes. I think there's like a 6-inch Demogorgon in there. There's a Game of Thrones HBO exclusive Night King.
Whoa.
There's some fig pins from Dragon Ball. Jeez. And what else is in there?
There's gonna be some Mighty Jacks figures in there.
What?
to shake it up a little bit. Some DC X-rays.
Ooh,
this is a fat giveaway, guys. That's a lot of stuff.
Don't expect this all the time.
this was just a thank you for the people who have been continually listening, supporting us from the beginning, and we just wanted to make sure we did something for you guys as for a sure. Thank you.
So yeah, it's just gonna be a whole bunch of other stuff in there, a whole bunch of pops, fig bins, Mighty Jacks, our exclusive Mikey Mike pin.
What about Mighty Mike?
Crickets.
I guess no Mighty Mike.
What was the other name that we were thinking of? Mike Becker, but M-I-K-C Becker. It was another one. But Mikey Mike, that is his official name. So exclusive, average nerd exclusive. Our mascot is now officially Mikey
Mike. Wow, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
So let's get to it. So officially, we have 9 people who have sent us DMs on Instagram or Twitter.
Yay, thank you.
So thank you to Rev Raj D, The Steffil, Raymond Senpai, Anonymous 415, Tim Manuel Miranda. I just got that.
Wait, what?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh!
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Valor and Vellum. James J. Navarro. Night Marauder.
Marauder.
Yeah. Night John. Marauder.
A.K.A. John.
And Collector Clint. Alright, so how we're going to do this is we're going to go ahead and do it elimination style. So we're going to spin it. A total of 9.
Oh.
We're basically going to keep spinning it until there's only one person left.
Ooh.
Send it.
It's like Thunderdome.
So here we go.
This is exciting.
First spin. Here we go.
Is it gonna be
it's not spinning. Oh, there it is.
So first
sorry
one
to
Anonymous 415.
Anonymous.
Sorry, Anonymous. Next
spin
time.
Spin number 2.
Next out.
Collector Clint.
Oh, Clint. Like,
thanks for coming along.
Sorry,
from Four Dorksmen, right?
Yes, he is one
and
of the Four Dorksmen.
Together. Yeah.
Shout out, actually, if you don't mind, shout out to the Dorksmen. They just crossed the 50 episode threshold.
Yes.
So
congratulations,
guys.
Oh,
congratulations on that.
Yep. Congratulations.
All right, here we go.
Next name.
Rev Raj.
Sorry, Rev Raj.
Sorry, Father
One
Raj.
Of our priest friends.
Thanks for coming.
He also has a podcast, too, called Famine Fed.
Yeah.
Famine Fed. No.
If you want to be hungry, listen to their podcast.
Yes.
Oh, that's slick. I like that.
Raymond Senpai.
Raymond Senpai.
We noticed you.
Thanks for listening, Raymond.
I feel
Raymond.
Like this hurts so much more just going through each of the names.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and the next Let's one see. Eliminated.
Night Marauder. Sorry,
John. Thank you, friend.
Thanks, John. This is getting it.
Just four.
Final four. Final four, baby.
Final four.
Oh.
Here we go.
Valor and Vellum.
Sorry, Priscilla.
Check her artwork out, guys.
Valor and Vellum, guys.
And also her Twitch.
She is an amazing artist. Please go check her out.
Ooh,
and then there were three.
Three left.
The next one removed.
James J. Navarro.
Thanks, James. He's part of the he's part of the Hardly Heroes crew. Thanks for listening and supporting us.
Shout out to Hardly Heroes. Hardly Heroes. Thank you.
All right. Now it's down to the Steffel or Tim Manuel Miranda.
Here we go. So,
just to reiterate, whoever it lands on is eliminated.
Okay.
So you don't want this to land on you.
Yeah. And it is... Oh, Steph has been eliminated.
Oh, Steph. Sorry, Steph. Oh,
sorry, Steph. Which means the winner of our super secret giveaway is Tim Manuel Miranda.
You won!
So, Tim, we will send you a DM. We will ask you for your shipping address, and we will ship you your stuff. I don't even know if you collect pops, but you know what?
He actually does. He has some Overwatch pops.
You're going to start.
Oh, nice. Cool. So you are the winner of our super secret giveaway.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
Giveaway.
And as an added bonus, anyone who entered our giveaway, so even if you didn't win the prize pack.
There's more?
We're going to go ahead and send you one of our exclusive pins.
Yeah.
So you get an exclusive Mikey Mike pin. So we will DM you for your address as well so that we can send those off to you also. So thanks, everyone, for participating. The next giveaway we do may not be super secret. Maybe super, but not secret.
Yes.
But yeah, this one, like we've been saying week after week, we just wanted to definitely reward the actual listener. Cool. That was fun.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
This is fun. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers to Tan.
Before we close with our quote of the day, let's have everyone go ahead and just say a message to our listeners.
Way to put us on the spot.
I'll go first because I feel like that's the easiest. First off, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I think, you know, this goes for all of us. Thank you to anyone who has been supporting us up to this point and you know, who will continue to support us after this, for listening, just for the shout outs, for everything. We do appreciate it. We came together to do this for fun, and it's been a lot of fun for all of us, and we're going to continue to do this. So it does mean a lot to have you guys behind us. So thank you.
Well, Jorge just spoke for all of us, so do we all have to go still? No, but I just want to—I want to reiterate just kind of the same thing that Jorge said. I just want to say thanks, everybody. I mean, Dave, when one of the things that me and Dave talked about a lot when I was meeting up with him, selling him a lot of stuff, is we would meet and we would talk about pops, but we would talk about a bunch of other things. Yeah. And I remember hinting at, like, man, one day I want to do a podcast with Dave, and or not specifically with Dave, but I was talking with him, and he was like, oh, like, what would we talk, or what would you talk about? And it's literally what we do. It's what this podcast has been so far. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun, and yeah, we're just getting started, man. It's only 10. We got
yep.
Way more to go. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Just thank you to all the listeners. We hope that you guys could continue listening and enjoy everything that we bring to your ears. And thank you for laughing with us too, because that's something that we enjoy. We enjoy laughing during these recordings, and we're glad that you can laugh along with us. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yup.
There's Avelino. Kuya Avelino.
I don't think he likes that one.
Again, thanks for our last episode, guys. All right.
There's not much more I could say. I mean, all you guys said the things that I think we're all feeling. You know, I guess thank you coming out of my mouth. Thanks, guys, for listening. Like Jay said, it's only 10 episodes. We're ready for more. Please, no one call me Avelino outside of. if you're listening and you see me, please don't call me Avelino. I'm just kidding. No.
That's his message.
I'm just kidding. That's his message.
No, he's not. Don't call him that.
And the proper way to pronounce my name is Av. Thank you, everybody.
Cool. Like what everyone said, thanks, everyone, for listening. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, the reason why we even wanted to put this podcast together was to hopefully, you know, get your mind off what's going on in this world, give you a little bit of an escape, and hopefully we've been able to do that and put a smile on your face. So we've definitely been smiling putting it together. We hope you've been smiling as well. Spread the love, spread the joy, shoot your smiles to everyone else. Thank you guys.
Ooh, one more little thank you.
Oh, good.
One more little thank you to just everyone, like, on the back end of us that support us, significant others, friends, family that yes. know that we're doing this.
For sure.
And
oh yeah, thanks to my wife, sorry. That's
yeah, I'm like
sorry. Oh yeah, same thing.
I got you covered, guys. I got it. It's cool.
Thank you, Anna, yeah. for allowing me to do this.
Thanks, Lisa, for putting up with the late nights of us recording.
Thanks, Riley, and thanks to my parents. I feel like this is an award.
Yeah. Thanks, Mon.
Also, like, just a shout out to all the other podcasts that support us too and give Absolutely. Us shout outs all the time.
Shout
outs all the time and stuff. And
seriously, within this, like you were saying, Dave, within the Nerds Unite community. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh no. That's fine.
See, this is what I mean.
Sorry, I cut you off.
The nicest guy and the second nicest guy just being nice to each other. It's like, man, come on.
Have a nice off.
Sorry, I cut you off. No, it's okay. You didn't. No, I did. I did. Sorry. No, it's okay.
I did. Sorry, I cut you off. Feel free to cut me off
anytime. You know, that was actually a running joke at the barbershop. They're like, Jorge is the type of guy that would get cut in line and apologize to them for it happening.
I'm sorry you felt the need to cut me in line.
But like what Dave was saying, shout out to the Nerds Unite community, to all the other podcasts who have been supporting us and shouting us out. And a big shout out to Asian Tony Stark, Ryan, big shout out to Sully. Both of them took the time to really like talk to us and help us when we were starting from the ground up. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And shout out to my wife, Lisa.
Well, not only, I'm sorry, we're going to keep going, but not only like the, you're talking about Nerds Unite network and all the podcasts, but all the collectors and people that are a part of that Nerds Unite group. You know, we're talking about Stefan, Andrew, her husband, Priscilla, Valor and Vellum, you know, just a bunch of different fanatics, you know, in the
I was going to say, we're missing one really big thing. Thank you, Funko, because Funko. If it wasn't for that company, we probably wouldn't really be all together here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Mike Becker and Brian Moriarty.
Brian actually said it at the end of Making Fun, that Funko is like a thread that weaves all of us together as a community. So, yeah. Thank you, Funko.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Thank you, for Monica. Sure.
And thank you to my wife, Lisa.
Thank you, Riley, and parents, and brother, and family, and everyone.
Thanks to Anna for sticking with me for 24 years. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lisa. It's been 5 years? Or 4 years? Gotta edit that out.
Oh.
But we're about to have a baby, so thanks for having my baby. Cool. With that said, let's go ahead and close this off. This might be our last episode.
There you go.
With the quote of the day. Today's quote of the day. We didn't even realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun. And that comes from Sir Winston the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
another Winnie the Pooh
Winston.
Way to
got
tie
them
it
all.
Together.
Come on, Winston.
Winnie the Pooh, man.
Oh, man.
That guy is just the wisest of wise.
Winnie the Pooh, the wisest he knows Pooh. His shit, man. Come on.
Winnie the Pooh.
Come on, Winston. Damn.
Winston.
Hella deep.
All right, y'all. Again, feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod. You can follow us on YouTube. We probably should upload some stuff on YouTube. We haven't done that in a while. And wherever you find your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, I Love Radio, whatever, or iHeartRadio, all that stuff. You know.
Do people still use Pandora?
Pandora. Find us on Pandora. I don't know if you can, but
LimeWire.
You know what's cool? I actually said, Alexa, play the Average Nerd Podcast, and it played it. I was like, oh shit.
What?
Whoa.
So find us on your Alexa.
We made it.
Find us wherever. Thank you again for all the supports. Thank you again.
We don't know how to say thank you.
Thanks for the supports. And the shouts outs.
Just a shouts out.
Oh no.
All of this is going to be on my documentary.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for all of the support. Until next time, see you, nerds.